Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I want to talk about something I call the cycle of effortless change. And if you're involved at all in the change world, either because you've tried to change things about yourself or because you work to help other people make changes in themselves, and I kind of assume you are if you're listening to this podcast, then you probably know that most self-help, therapeutic, coaching advice comes in the form of behavioral prescriptions. And occasionally, people are able to actually take on the behavioral prescription and get the result that the behavioral prescription is designed to give. In other words, they are able to change in the way that that behavioral prescription leads to. But most of the time, it doesn't happen, or it doesn't stick. We change while we're doing the behavioral prescription. But after that, we kind of go back to how it was before. And so what I want to share in this is sort of why it is and how it is that an understanding of how the mind works and our true nature leads to effortless change, leads to all the kinds of changes that the behavioral prescriptions are designed to give you without you having to do the behaviors. And the great thing about not having to do the behaviors is you don't have to do the behaviors. And if you don't, unless you absolutely love the behavioral prescriptions in terms of, oh my gosh, this is my favorite thing to do, then that works out pretty well. So let's do a typical one. Most people know that it's supposed to be good for you to meditate, right? That if you could settle down your thinking, you would think more clearly. If you could settle down your thinking, you would feel more peaceful. If you could be less attached to your thinking, then you would see beyond thought. You would live in a more beautiful feeling. So the prescription is meditate or settle down or do something to quiet the mind. But here's the thing. If our true nature is quiet, if our true nature is settled down, if our true nature is peace, then anything that we do to try to become more peaceful, more settled, more quiet, is like what the Scottish mystic Sid Banks described as taking a shower to dry off. It's never going to work. So how does the mind work? Well, the mind thinks. And with consciousness, those thoughts appear to us as real. They don't appear as thoughts. They appear as the world that we walk in. And so we take our thinking very seriously. We think that what we think about the world is very important, and we should think more of this and less of that. And we have so much thinking about our thinking that we're a million miles away from our natural state of meditation, our natural state of quiet. But when we begin to see, to really understand, to deeply get, not get intellectually, but get the way you get a joke, it's either funny or it isn't. When we have that kind of an embodied understanding of our true nature, and that all this noise in our heads is just noise in head, you don't have to do what it tells you. You don't have to listen to it as if it's gospel. I always loved the line from the Zen teacher Sherry Huber, who said, "That voice inside your head is not the voice of God. It just sounds like it thinks it is." Well, when we see that, the natural effect of that is we settle down. The natural effect of that is all that thinking loses its traction. There are, as I've talked about in other places, there are more full stops and less commas. There's more space between the notes. And the effect is a settled down mind. The effect is more peace and quiet. The effect is all the effects of meditating without having to do the meditation. Now, again, if you love meditating, meditate. But that's not the only road to Rome, because Rome is home. We're already where we're trying to get. I'll give you another example. Very common prescription is to love yourself, right? It's supposed to be good for you, right? Well, if you've tried, you know that it works sometimes kind of when you can do it. I remember my favorite loving yourself exercise came from Gay Hendricks, and he would say, well, can you love yourself for that? And if you said no, he would say, well, can you love yourself for not being able to love yourself for that? And if you said no, he would say, well, can you love yourself for not being able to love yourself about not being able to love yourself for that? And eventually, he always won, right? It sort of would pop it. And at least for me, I would always find my way back to that feeling of, okay, I guess I can love myself. But there was an effort involved, which meant it worked when I did it and didn't when I didn't. But as I started to see that our true nature is love, we're made of love. And the only reason we're not in love 24/7 is because we've got a whole bunch of thinking about what we should be doing that's more important than love, or what we need to do in order to feel love, and how dangerous it would be to feel love for everyone and with everyone and to be in love with everyone. And so we listen to all that thinking and we fall out of love. We forget that we're made of love. And so then we need to love ourselves, not seeing that the very self we're trying to love is made of love. When you start to see that, if you see that, not talk about it, not agree with it, but see it, it's a done deal. You don't need to love yourself in those moments that you see you are love. And to be fair, the moment you know that you're seeing that you're love is the moment that you're filled with the feelings of love. You are feeling yourself, your true self. And that true self is made of love. Doesn't need to be artificially, manually loved. One last prescription, very common in the world of the three principles and the insight on understanding, which is do nothing. If you wanna get this, look in a direction and do nothing. Now, I don't know about you. That drove me nuts. How do I do that? How do I do nothing? Or I've been doing nothing all my life because I didn't even know about that, and that didn't work. That didn't change my life. But here's the thing. If we are that which we seek, if we are the divine, Sid Banks used to say, God I am, but I am not God, which I always understood to be, we are all of this divine energy, whatever we call it. We're not some divine puppet master, but we are made of the ocean. Well, when I see that, to the extent that I see it, when I get that in the way that I get a joke, but instead of the way you know you get a joke is you laugh, the way you know you get truth is you get quiet. You get filled up with good feeling. If you get a glimmer of who you really are, if you see through all the thought-created noise of who you think you should be and who you think you are and who you wish you were, then there's no one left to seek. There's nothing left to be sought. There's just this. And it turns out this is not only beautiful, but it's everything you've been looking for your entire life. So you don't have to do not doing. You don't have to do settling down. You don't have to do loving yourself. Because as you wake up a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more to the nature of thought, and as you get, see, experience, feel more of who you already are and always were, you find yourself with a settled down mind. You find yourself filled with the love that you are. And you find yourself, which is maybe the best find of all. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.